This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Let's now look at some scripture. We're going to look at John 3, the third chapter of John, and we're going to look at verse 16. Now remember, we've been preparing our hearts. God has in fact been preparing our hearts for this. Listen to this, because this is awesome. And I know you're going to say to me, well, I've heard it many times before, but listen to it with fresh ears. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I can imagine the scene. I can see it now. God and his Son Jesus up in the heavens. And the Holy Spirit is there too. Excuse me. And they're having a discussion. And they're looking at the state of the world. They're seeing what's going on in the world. They're seeing all the hatred. They're seeing all the anger. They're seeing all the violence that is going on. And God says to Jesus, we can't have this any longer. This can't go on any longer. I'm going to have to send you to earth. And Jesus looked at his Father and said, is that the only way? And the Father said, yep, that's the only way. That's the only possible way. And the Holy Spirit concurred immediately. And so Jesus was sent into the world. In actual fact, if you look at Galatians, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse, it says, when the time was ripe, God sent his Son. When the time was ripe. In other words, at exactly the right time. When that time was ripe, God delivered us his Son. And he was born of the Virgin Mary in a stable in Bethlehem. And his father Joseph was there too. It's wonderful. And then the boy grows up. And when he's 12, 13 years old, he's arguing with the scribes and the Pharisees in the temple. So knowledgeable was our Lord Jesus. And when he was 30, he felt it was time. His father told him it was time for him to begin his ministry. And so he did. And he did some incredible things. And then, because he was a threat to the Sanhedrin, because he was a threat to the scribes and the Pharisees, the way they did things, they knew that they had to get rid of him. And when Jesus was in the garden, in his humanity, he cried out to God, the Father, just before he was going to be taken for execution. And he cried out and said, take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison. And then he stopped. And he said, not my will, yours be done. And this, beloved, because of the connection we have with the Father, because of this new covenant, because of the death of our Lord Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, because of this new deal, if you like, we've been reconciled with the Father. So we can pray and say, Father, forgive me. We can say, Father, will you do this? Father, will you heal me in the name of Jesus? And we do it in Jesus' name. It's so vital. It is so important. And that is why I believe that not just one or two people who have never given their heart to the Lord before, or not those people who want to reconnect with God and maybe have slipped away a little, but every single one of us is going to ask, we are going to ask the Lord to give us his gift of salvation again. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us full of his wonderful love, because that's what he loves to do. Are you ready? First of all, in this prayer that I bring, you're going to repeat what I say. And I want every one of us to repeat this together. It is wonderful to be in this atmosphere. Don't you feel it? Being in this atmosphere now. Just say this. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all that I have done wrong. I ask you to forgive me and make me brand new. Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now. Let me be born again of your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you fill me now with your Holy Spirit. Let my joy be complete. Let your love within me bubble over. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, you've done it. We have done it. I needed to do that too. Every one of us has done that. Every one of us has asked the Lord to make us brand new. Every one of us has asked for forgiveness for past things we've done wrong. Every single one of us has recognized that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Every one of us have given him the glory and the honor, because it is him who gets the glory and the honor. It's not me, it's not you, it's only God and his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the three in the one, the Trinity. They are the ones that deserve the glory and the honor and the praise. And Father, we give you that honor and praise right now. Listen, if you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus for the first time, or if you felt a need to reconnect for whatever the decision, whatever the reason, then I want to hear from you. Send me an email to tv@worshipradio247.org. That's tv@worshipradio247.org. And all you need to say is, "It was me." I'll forward your names and only that onto the prayer team, and they will begin to pray for you. If you would like me to announce your name on the air, then I'd be happy to do that. But you need to let me know that, because I won't do it unless you have said, "Yes, you can broadcast my name." We have had such an awesome time in the presence of Almighty God. And I want you now, as we worship, to give Him the glory and the honor and the praise. Let's worship Him now in spirit and in truth.
Can you hear? There's a new song breaking out from the chill.